Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. As I'll be prone to do with this podcast, when an idea comes to me, I'll just jump on and hit record wherever I am. So I just heard a song and there was a line in it that just gave me tingles of inspiration. And the line was, you know, we all can change direction. Ain't nothing to it, just relax. And it made me think of my own journey and how I was able to change directions after the passing of my dad. And so I wanted to share with you the gift that comes in grief, and that is the ability to change direction. No matter where you're up to in your life, you can actually make a change. And I know for me, I had this great desire to change after my dad passed, but I also didn't know how. Like I'd never been taught any of the skills. But I started asking questions and I started asking better questions. And when you ask better questions, you start finding better answers. Like Jim Rohn says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And so that line from the song, ain't nothing to it, just relax, I would suggest that's half true. There is an element where we do need to relax and we need to switch off and we need to give ourselves space. And whether that's spending time in nature, getting in the ocean, sitting by a river, walking in the forest amongst the trees, or whether it's taking time out to just sit in stillness, or if you have a meditation practice to actually get quiet, focus on your breath and just listen. And you will get so much from that relaxing place. But it can be much harder than that in other ways. Simple but difficult. Simple in that there are key things that you can do which will get you moving forward, but hard in that, or more difficult in that there are some things that you might not have the skills, you may not know how to do, you may not know how to overcome them. But like I said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Be ready for when that moment comes. Be ready for an opportunity presenting when someone may be presenting you with guidance or an opportunity to get to know them better so that you can continue your journey and, yeah, change direction. You know that there are certain elements of your life that you want to be different or you wouldn't be here listening to this. There are certain things that you want to change, but maybe you haven't been able to till now. So the first thing is to just say that you acknowledge that you do want things to be different, and then also acknowledge that you have to be open to that being a possibility. You have to believe that there is a possible way of making change. I'm also drawn to the quote by Les Brown. He says, we have these amazing ideas and how we want things to be different. And our heart speaks to us. And we go, yeah, absolutely, I can do that. And then we go from our heart to our head. And our head asks why. Not why, sorry. Our head asks how. And we think about the how. And that's when we stop. And he says, how is none of your business. Actually, what we should be asking is what I said before, is why. But yeah, the how is none of our business, because if we get stuck in our head trying to work it all out, trying to have the how it's all going to unfold, we'll just get stuck. But if we stay in our heart, maybe that's where the relax comes in. to be able to stay relaxed long enough to continue to hear that message in our heart, then we will get guidance and we will be able to change direction. So the first step is an awareness and a acknowledgement that you want things to be different, that you want to change direction. And I'm here to tell you that you can. You absolutely can change direction. You may know that you want to. You may feel that you need to. You may also have a part of you that knows that something bigger is calling you, and you know that you're meant to. You're meant to change direction at the moment. You're meant to take a different path in your life to the one you're currently taking. So just know that as you continue to listen here, you'll get more guidance on how to make that happen. I spent a lot of years stuck, a lot of years drifting, and then even when I had that intention to change direction, there was still many years treading water and running on the treadmill. So I want to make that change as easy as possible for you, and that's why I'll talk about those things that maybe are holding you back, some of those unresolved or even unknown things that you didn't even know were holding you back. So I look forward to unpacking that more in future episodes. But I just want to leave you with that message today, is that yeah, absolutely you are able to change direction, and there is so much more out there for you, so many more wonderful opportunities, so many other places to explore, whether that's in your physical world or mentally in your thought processes, emotionally in the full range of emotions, and spiritually in terms of your connection with self and with your community. There is no end to the depth that you can go in your own self-connection from a spiritual nature, and also that connection you can build with communities, particularly when you go on a different path, change direction, and you're open to what might present to you. I'll leave it there. I look forward to sharing with you the next bit of gold from to help you unlock the grief code, and I'll speak to you all very soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.